Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and especially to our highway over-the-road drivers, our men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and take a look at the different things that we have to offer. All righty, joining us right now is Denise Simon from founderscode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
We have a special little song to play for Dr. Fauci, who I'm going to mention here next. Here we go. That kind of fits the Dr. Fauci mood, doesn't it? I knew you'd like that one. All right, well, Dr. Fauci is all over the news for all the wrong reasons again. And I'll tell you what, this guy here, he's hanging on by a lampshade, actually, to be honest with you. Because when you've got Jen Psaki coming out, and even the president, but Jen Psaki came out and said, under no circumstances will President Biden fire Dr. Fauci. That's like a kiss of death in the political realm.
Well, and the only person that asked that question was Peter Ducey at Fox.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
I'm not surprised, are you?
No, but it's a shot across the bow to this White House. And I would say to these Democrats. Now, what's particularly interesting is Fauci, the White House has not held a update on anything regarding the pandemic,
right,
in a formal thing with the task force,
yep,
which would include Fauci,
mm-hmm,
in, you know, quite some time. Although Biden is talking about, you know, the pandemic and where we are and the vaccines, blah, 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 blah. What's interesting is that they're not including, you know, members of the task force.
Right.
So I would say that Fauci is probably already persona non grata at this White House, but firing him would be from the National Institute of Health.
Right.
And not from the task force, because I don't think there really is a task force so much anymore, personally.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
I mean, think about it. I mean, you know, we were having a task force briefing pretty much every day here at one point, and then there were some intermittent updates and whatnot. We haven't had any of that.
Nope.
I mean, nobody's talked about the variant. Nobody's from this White House has talked about the Olympics in Japan. Nobody's talked about, you know, what Japan's going through. Nobody's talked about what India is going through. Nobody's talking about how many millions and millions and millions of doses that the United States bought that we're giving to other countries now.
Yep.
Yeah, something's wrong there.
Well, you know, if they told us Kamala was in charge, we'd understand, wouldn't we?
All right. She's in Mexico and Guatemala today, I think.
Yeah, Ole Jose or something. By the way, speaking of which, let me do something real quick here because I got a real quick short tape from our buddy Greg Cluxton in Washington, D.C. And Greg, I hope you're doing well tonight, and thanks for sending me this. Here we go.
The addition of 559,000 jobs in May was an improvement over April, and the president calls it great news.
Unemployment rate fell to 5.8%. And wages went up for American workers.
But the monthly job report still shows evidence that many companies are struggling to find enough workers. That didn't stop Mr. Biden from declaring that a post-pandemic economic recovery is underway.
America is finally on the move again.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Professor Denise, did that even make sense?
Is that a rhetorical question?
We ain't even close. That's my point. We're not even close.
Well, we're back to the same number manipulation that we had during the Obama administration.
Yep.
That they were counting all of these unemployment numbers, but remember, they weren't counting the number of people that have taken themselves out of the job market.
Right.
Remember that one?
I do.
Well, that's where we are.
Well, and nobody can understand. How come these people won't come back to work? Well, until you get rid of all the incentives that are in there, they're not going to. And by the way, many people have chosen retirement.
Well, you know, we don't have a number of how many people have decided to leave their particular industry or the job market to be permanently on the government dole.
Well, hold that thought, and when we come back, by the way, folks, I can tell you right now, based on what I saw yesterday, there are 18,000 firefighter positions available across the country. Government jobs, of course, but 18,000 as we speak right now. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, and we're back on the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversations with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And oh, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Everglades Equipment Group. Now, if you're within the sound of my voice in Florida, there's half a dozen Everglades Equipment Group stores that can hear me and the listeners right now. Those are the guys with the green tractors. Remember, reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service, too. Check them out. See what they have to offer. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because nothing runs like a deer. All righty. Now, we're going to do a little AOC segment, and we got some special music for AOC, and here we go. That's from Space Odyssey for the space queen that she is. Her caller is Space Cadet, I guess, right, Denise?
At least.
Okay, now, AOC came out yesterday and made her thoughts known with a couple of different things. Actually, one was from a conservative that seems to be, they're saying he's trolling her. But let's start first with that. This conservative has launched a fundraiser for AOC's...
Matt Walsh, and he worked for Ben
Shapiro.
Thank you. Couldn't get his last name out.
Okay.
But he launched a GoFundMe page to help out AOC's mother, with some money because you have to rely on government. If you don't rely on government, then you're stuck.
Yep.
Well, so Ben just decided to kind of get in her face and raised, I think, $56,000.
Uh-huh.
To help out the mother.
Yeah. And in the meantime, she's not very happy with Charles Chucky Boy Schumer. She's throwing, and she's in the House, okay, the House. Chuck's in the Senate. And she's trying to tell the Senate what they need to do to please her and her little minions. But she says, well, we're going to, I just might primary him.
Well, fine. Go for it.
Yeah. I think she really wants to be a senator.
Well, yeah. But, you know, Chuck Schumer, you know, he kind of sways with the wind.
Sure.
And so, I don't know. I think that we have a lot of reasons to blame New York for an awful lot of things, least of which is her. So...
Well, it's going to be worth the price of popcorn to watch what goes on because she's not going anywhere, and unfortunately, she's the problem that she is. But I think Nancy would like to push her over to the other side.
Well, I mean, you know, Pelosi likes to run the Senate, too. Remember how much pressure she was putting on, you know, all the Republican senators over there. But interestingly enough, she's been rather quiet here lately.
Yes, you are absolutely correct with that. Now, there was a breaking news story that came out of California late yesterday afternoon about a judge, a federal judge, who had temporarily put an injunction on the California assault weapons ban back in 1989. Now, that's going to go before the three-judge panel Ninth Circuit Court for a further decision. But, you know, Democrats have spent pretty much the past year pursuing an obvious contradiction, calling for more gun control while also sympathizing with the defund the police movement. And what's funny is they've argued simultaneously and disingenuously that law-abiding Americans don't need firearms for self-defense because, after all, they have the police. But if you're defunding the police, maybe you don't have the police.
Well, you have the sheriff of, I think it's L.A. County,
yep,
that is offering, interestingly enough, and he seems to have gotten the message, but he's offering a free firearms course.
Yep, to get you concealed.
So you can protect yourself. So,
yep. That's Villanueva, I think, is his name.
Right. So that's how nutty things have gotten, that you've got law enforcement now that... And there's several others, you know, several of the sheriffs in Florida are just like, hey, you know, we'll help you out here because that's how bad things are.
Yeah. By the way, Eric is calling AOC a spaceball.
Okay.
Oh, it works, Eric. We'll take it all in due stride. By the way, did you see, we didn't mention this, I heard about this first yesterday and I didn't get a chance to get to it, but the NRA has dropped their lawsuit against the New York Attorney General that they had down there in Texas, trying to move the venue, if you will, and they're going to pursue all their claims in Manhattan so that they can move on with what they need to do. They've already moved their offices over to Texas.
Yeah, but remember that they wanted to, I think it was their bankruptcy case.
Right.
In Texas, and the judge said no, so they were suing on that one.
Yep, so they got to come back to New York for that, and that's what they're doing. But we'll see what happens. Now, Israel has got a, to say, shaky government in the works, the understatement of the year. But the PM designate, Mr. Bennett, met with party members to counter the Likud pressure to try to rebel. And the Knesset speaker has asked for the still unofficial coalition agreement so he can look at them. And he was told, nope, can't get them.
Yeah, I think that Netanyahu has some tricks to still play. But if he loses this, Naftali Bennett, as I said yesterday on your show, he is kind of a clone of Netanyahu. So I don't think it'll be all that bad, but we'll have to see what the Knesset does.
Yeah, and if you were a fly on the wall, what would you think just off the off the top of your head?
Well, as I just said, I think if Naftali Bennett's got a very good resume,
yeah.
And it could be that even Netanyahu, if he sees the handwriting on the wall, manipulated it that Naftali Bennett would be in that role. So.
Mm-hmm.
Netanyahu's he's pretty sly, so let's not panic just yet.
Now, have you heard of the Blue Hills Wind development in southwest Texas?
No.
What do you think about all that?
Well, as I said, no, so I don't know what to think.
Well, it's Chinese-owned, Chinese-conceived, Chinese-operated, raising national security concerns amongst lawmakers and experts who believe this this project is going to create a problem. It could be a cover for espionage and to disrupt the state of Texas power grid. But China owns this property and this development.
What kind of a development?
It's an electric power plant that they're putting in. It's wind-powered plants on property that they bought in Texas. Remember the big farmland they bought that they were going to farm on? This isn't a farm.
Well, who approved it?
Apparently somebody in Texas, or they wouldn't have bought the land.
If it's Chinese-owned, it has to go through CFIUS.
Well, I don't know, because all I'm telling you is what I'm looking at here. But, and by the way, George P. Bush, who's running for attorney general, is running to get this thing undone.
Well, good. Let's see here. Blue Hills. Is that what you called it?
Yep, Blue Hills.
Blue Hills.
The Blue Hills.
See, any Chinese company has to be approved by, or any foreign company has to be approved by CFIUS.
Okay, well, maybe this hasn't been to begin with. We'll find out. But here comes the music. I got to let you go till Monday morning. We'll talk to you then. Have yourself a great, great, great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out the stuff that she has to offer. When we come back, we're going to do the military and veterans news segment. We'll do one more weather forecast before we leave. I'll be back.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The May jobs report showed employers are still struggling to find workers as the economy quickly reopens. After a slow gain in April, the economy added 559,000 jobs last month.
We were expecting something closer to 650,000 or 700,000 jobs.
Economist Gus Boucher says there's still a solid gain and expects that hiring will pick up. President Biden says the growth is proof his economic recovery plan is working.
America is finally on the move again.
But some experts are noting there's still a disconnect between employers who need workers immediately and the unemployed who might be looking for better jobs with better pay. They also might lack childcare or be waiting for the virus to completely go away. The number of people looking for work fell in May after 3 months of gains. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, and this edition of the Military and Veterans News brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, they have two campuses to take care of you and train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you where they're at after they tell you about themselves. But also, don't forget, NAA.edu, the website. Here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. The first one is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The second one is down here in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. They're right here in Tampa Bay, Florida. Now, in both cases, you should ask to take the tour of whichever campus is closer to you. Now, you can do that by giving them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour and find out what it's all about. Because this is something that will be a lifetime career. It's not just a job. It's a lifetime career. Once you get certified, you can go to work anywhere in
the world. It's that simple. And believe me, they need aviation maintenance techs just about everywhere right now. And the chances of making a lot of money are extremely good. So, NAA.edu, the website, phone number to take the tour, 800-659-2080. Now, you heard me mention the high-ranking Chinese defector who has direct knowledge of several Chinese special weapons programs that is currently either in the United States or working with the DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency, or somewhere close by. Now, the DIA, of course, is part of the Department of Defense. And rather than take this individual and have him go over to the CIA, which is run by civilians, not the military, might not be such a great idea. So Eric brought up an interesting point in the chat room, and Denise just brought up an interesting point, too. She said we were talking about the project with the Chinese power plant that they were going to build, the wind processing power plant in Texas Blue Hills, and there's legislation currently in the Texas state legislature to ban that from happening because it has to be approved through a certain system, and it has not been done yet. But Eric said, let's see here, heavy Chinese influence, defense intelligence agencies controlled by the DOJ, not civilian. That's probably why he's working to the DIA. Okay, I'll go with that. That makes sense. That makes sense. But that's just one of the stories that's out there tonight when you talk about the military and Veterans News segment that we have here. And, of course, we keep our eyes on a lot of different things. Now, Joe Biden's move to slash dozens of older planes and drones from the active service is being met with resistance on Capitol Hill by many. So we'll see where that goes, because many people don't want to lose their bases and whatnot and their aircraft from their little local areas where they're at, because it means losing their economy in a lot of cases. Now, a new report, Cohen concedes that much about the observed phenomenons, namely UFOs, remains difficult to explain, including their acceleration, as well as their ability to change direction and submerge into water, all very quickly from time to time, if you will. And the military space launch bases are halfway through what promises to be a busy year for orbital operations as the coronavirus pandemic eases in the U.S. and the commercial space industry continues to rise. Meanwhile, newly confirmed Secretary of the Army, Christine Wormuth, released her first message to the force this week, saying the quality of life initiatives and personnel issues will continue to remain a priority in the Army. And ahead of President Joe Biden's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin this month, more than 60 advocates, former military officers, lawmakers, and government officials are asking Biden to put missile defense reductions back on the agenda. We'll see if he does it or not. We'll see if he does it or not. Also, the United States, the United Kingdom, and the French navies have agreed to bolster their joint operations and their tech collaboration. The chiefs all met in France this week to affirm their commitment to a deeper collaboration and interoperability between their fleets to address some of the most vexing maritime security issues around the globe. Now, the Pentagon and U.S. intelligence agencies are closely tracking two Iranian ships that Tehran claims are bound for Venezuela. Now, on the decks of the biggest ship are these IRGC fast boats, the ones that you've seen go after some of our vessels over there in the Middle East. Now, it looks as if Iran is going to come to play over in the South American waters. And if they do, they'll be going up against the might of not just the United States, but Britain's over there. You've got some of the South American Navy's vessels are out there patrolling from time to time. It all depends on whose turn it is. We've had the U.S. Coast Guard over there on various occasions. We'll just have to wait and see what happens and how it develops, because you know that they're going to be doing nefarious things. You just know it. Now, lawmakers have championed the China Deterrence Fund, but not the version that Joe Biden had out there. 15 House lawmakers are calling on appropriations to fully fund the $4.7 billion request for the Pacific Deterrence Initiative amid the criticism of President Joe Biden's new defense budget submission that has missed the mark. We'll see what happens. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court will decide as early as this week coming up whether or not to hear a constitutional challenge to the mail-only registration requirement for the draft filed by a group called the National Coalition for Men. They want the women in the military, and they want them to be drafted. We'll see how that goes. Now, also, a new network night vision for soldiers has been developed. The Army has also seen an estimated 6,000 of its newest, most advanced night vision goggles fielded to troops over the past 2 years, as more are coming for the Army. Marines don't have them yet. They're just going to have to wait a little bit. But that's the report that we're getting. And again, when you talk about our military and Afghanistan, we're about halfway through the pullout in Afghanistan right now, just about halfway. And so far, we're not hearing a lot about what's going on behind our troops pulling out. But we do know that the Taliban, wherever and however they can, are moving into some key areas. Now, the next big base that will be given up by the U.S. will be Bagram. And we'll see what happens there. Kandahar, they're already poised, the Taliban, that is, to take control of Kandahar. All right, we'll be back. Final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch coming back. We're going to take a little bit of a short look at the weather, see what we got. And then I'll remind you where I'll be today and tonight. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Okie dokie, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners who just bought a new Nissan, because it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, over into the Midwest, and way out there into Phoenix, Arizona, too. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, clean trade-ins, got them, and they're worth more money. You got a vehicle you want to sell? Take it to Moss Nissan, one of their locations. Get it appraised and see if you won't wind up with extra money, more than what you thought. And guess what? You'll be able to upgrade your ride, have some extra bucks in your pocket, and go take a little ride around the country or whatever. Think about that for a minute. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get taken very good care of. And remember, the motto at Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and the Rogue, you got to check out the hottest SUV on the market. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, and are online. Find them online at MossMAUSNissan.com, MossMAUSNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do, you're going to save more money on your vehicle. And by the way, every time we do one of their events, we have those $500 coupons, which means exactly what it says. You get a $500 discount on the vehicle you're looking at. So when you see me at a gun show or something, I have them on the table. Now, job growth fell short of expectations for the second month running in May. Joe Biden ran right out there and said, oh, it's a record. We've done great. Oh, it's fantastic. The economy's tremendous. No, it's not. No, it's not. Sorry, Joe. Better luck next time. But forecasters had predicted the economy would gin up to 671,000 jobs following a disappointing 266,000 back in April, and instead job growth came in at just 559,000, short of the goal. Now, even though that's slightly better than expected, with the downtick in the unemployment rate to 5.8% from the previous 5.9%, it was disappointing because it was rooted in a contraction of the labor force, fewer people looking for work. Now, prior to the release of the May figures, hopes were running high that perhaps last month's reading was wrong. The economy had been shifting violently for over a year, and it seems plausible that there might have been some miscounting or undercounting. But the question is, can the Department of Labor accurately count businesses that are suddenly permitted to go from 25% capacity to 100%? But those hopes were largely dashed when the revision added just 12,000 jobs for April, and most of those were actually government jobs. Think about that for a minute. Government jobs. And I told you about the firefighters. There's the openings across the country there. Now, are they going to fill all those positions? No. Some of them are going to be retired out, which is what they do, to take the money to balance it, some, to use it to balance their budget somewhere else, usually with the freebie stuff that these cities have, at the cost of public safety. That's what they usually do. You got to keep your eyes on them. All right, well, before we go, I got to tell you about the weather here. If you're going out west, man, oh, man, you gotta be prepared for this one, because if you're going out along I-10, or maybe you're going out along I-40, or maybe you're going out along I-70, or even I-80, it's going to be hot, really hot, out west in the mountains. Now, the western heat wave will gradually begin to relax some and relocate today through the weekend. But a large dome of high pressure will position itself across the upper Midwest into the northeastern U.S., and it may feature some potential record warmth along with it, too. Now, meanwhile, a very slow-moving system will likely produce storms, heavy rain, and possible flooding the next several days along the west-central Gulf Coast. Now, the rain is there right now. If you're trucking across I-10, I-12, down there in Louisiana, coming across over into Mississippi, Pascagoula west over to the Texas-Louisiana line, you're going to have rain. There's going to be some flooding in the low-lying areas, so be advised of all that. And then we've got fog tonight. Yep, the nemesis of everybody. Southwestern corner of Pennsylvania, coming in along I-70, going up I-77 north, coming out of West Virginia. You're going to have about 50 miles of it. It's going to take you right up to just about Pittsburgh. And then over there on the east side of Michigan, wrapping its way around to Toledo and to our friends up there listening to us on AM 660, you're going to have fog there. Got it right now, as a matter of fact. From Gary east through Portage over into Michigan on 94, and then up the west side of Michigan on the east side of Lake Michigan for about 50 miles, fog. You're going to have a wind advisory up north, and then on the east side of Lake Michigan in Wisconsin, you're going to have fog from right about Green Bay all the way down to just about Chicago. So that's what it's looking like right now. We certainly hope that everybody is able to truck it safe and keep that cargo on time and not get into any trouble. And Eric is back in the mix again. It has nothing to do with vaccination rates or the pandemic numbers. And I don't know what you're talking about, Eric. I must have missed something up the line. How many of those new jobs are actually people who were rehired after being let go by businesses because of the Anthony Fauci and the CDC and all this and that and all that stuff? Yeah, I guess that's possible, Eric. I mean, that's one way to look at it. But again, there's a bunch of people that have actually left the job market, and they don't get counted when they start up their own business, number one, or work at home, number two, doing whatever it is they're doing on their own. They don't get counted. And then some have actually retired. They've actually decided to retire. But that won't last very long with inflation going on right now, because many people have come back into the workforce because they just couldn't afford to stay retired. The inflation rate is just out of sight. Out of sight, out of sight. Well, let's talk for just a brief second about the Sunday shows and what you might see. Obviously, there'll be talk about the economy. Obviously, little Dr. Fauci will be all over the place being talked about. Matter of fact, he might even be a guest, because he's like the Kim Kardashian of medical TV, in my opinion. He's going to want to have his face somewhere along the line. And there may be some discussion about our national security and what's going to happen there because of the uncertainty, not just the Middle East, but here come these Iranian ships coming towards Venezuela. Is there anybody other than me that doesn't think that there might be a confrontation there? I mean, you got the gunboats on board. They can see them on the deck, one of the ships. Where's the ammunition? Those things are capable of firing tow missiles, you know, surface to surface on the water. Where's that ammunition? Is it with the vessels? Is it being flown in? What's the deal there? I'd want to know that, but that's just me. So anyway, tonight, 7 p.m. Saturday night, you'll be able to hear me on TheAnswerTampa.com. Brooke Talks America. I'll be a guest on her show. Looking forward to that. We're going to talk about the United States of Florida and little Dr. Fauci. Yep, going to talk about those two subjects. And that'll be interesting, to say the least. But you can hear us on TheAnswerTampa.com or on BrookTalksAmerica.com. And I look forward to being her guest and chatting with her about the things of the day. Also, don't forget Denise Simon. Her website is founderscode.com. Don't forget Frank Silvato. He's undergroundusa.com. Kyle Warren is the KyleWarrenShow.com. And, of course, we have Chris Markowski, the watchdog on WallStreet.com. And you'll hear and see him over the weekend, too. Have yourself a great day. God bless America. Stay safe. I'll see you Monday morning. Joey.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.